Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville City Manager Heather Ussery to recap Monday night's Knoxville City Council work session.
We're recapping Monday night's Knoxville City Council work session. They talked about some building codes. First of all, Heather, let's talk about the first item regarding commercial property minimum maintenance code. What's the story with this discussion here?
So back in May, when Iowa Economic Development Authority was here and did our downtown assessment, these were both the minimum maintenance and the vacant building permit code came out of that. And it was really, if anyone was there at their public presentation at the Grand Theater, they spoke about, we have some great buildings downtown. Some business owners have done some great things recently with them. We do have some that are vacant or in need of repair. And talking about before we start recruiting new businesses, we have some homework that we need to do as far as getting those up to a standard. And so these codes both were suggested as part of that from the Iowa Economic Development Authority as an opportunity for the city to be able to have some grounds to be able to enforce certain minimum requirements. For the minimum maintenance code, these are, honestly, as you read through the minimum requirements, this is making sure there's no debris or rubbish, making sure you're pruning your weeds and things like that. And so they are very minimum maintenance, just ensuring the outside of your building is in good condition. There is no type of inspection or anything with the implementation of this code. It is really just if we identify an issue from the outside, that the city has an opportunity and a code that we can now enforce and ensure that they are upkeeping their property.
And then moving on to the next item, this one was regarding vacant building permits and inspections. What was the discussion about with this?
Mm-hmm. And these are for commercial, industrial, and multi-use buildings. And so the vacant building permit is for just that, buildings that are vacant. And so, you know, we have some that people have locked the door and then never came back. And so, and they aren't upkeeping the day-to-day maintenance of their buildings. And so this vacant building permit ensures that although the building is vacant and is able to be vacant, ensuring that there's still public safety requirements that are being met. As part of that, the last thing we want is a vacant building to possibly catch fire and then take down part of our square. And so the vacant building permit, it is ensuring that once a building becomes vacant, they have 30 days to register that with the city. And there's no charge at that time. It's really just identifying for us in our knowledge that it is now vacant and then getting the information of the property owner. So if there were any public safety issues with that building, we know who to contact. If the building is then remains vacant for 180 days, there is a city inspection that is then required. The inspection is just to ensure that there are no issues with the building as far as public safety issues for the most part or structural issues that we would need to worry about. And then if there is none, then they're good for another year as part of that. And so this is really just ensuring the public safety and upkeep of our businesses in downtown. We've seen what can happen if there's some, you know, a building catches fire. These historic buildings, we want to be able to maintain those as much as possible.
And then the last item was about the fire code update and amendment. So what was the story with this?
Yeah, so this kind of went hand in hand with the other ones as far as the public safety aspect of it. The update would be to have a new safety inspection permit. And so for most of our, I wouldn't say most, but I guess for a large portion of our businesses, if they have to get a beer or a liquor license, or if they're regulated by the state in any way, such as the schools or daycares, they're already having annual inspections. And so this wouldn't be necessarily a change for them at all. For the buildings that don't have an annual type of fire inspection, this would begin a inspection that is required every 2 years. As part of that, it is beneficial for our fire department as for their ISO rating. They have to be able to have a rescue plan that they submit to the state for each commercial building. And if they're not going in those buildings, at least on an annual or biannual basis, they're not able to get those. And so sometimes, you know, if they were called to a fire, they really don't know what they're getting into. And so this is not only for ensuring safety for the occupants or people visiting these buildings, but as well as our staff members. And so it will be a new safety inspection that is required. It'll be every 2 years. And it is a $50 fee, so $25 a year. And so if they're good, to go, then they're good to go for another 2 years. If not, then there are some, if they are have some violations, then those will be updated and a re-inspection will be required. As far as the amendments, this is part of our fireworks portion of the fire code, and we really just, it became aware that we have a requirement for 50-gallon drums when you have fireworks permits, the commercial fireworks permits, a 50-gallon drum that is required to have with their stand, and we really weren't sure for the reasonings for that. We were told that they were told that if they had a firework that was lit, to hurry and put it in the water. And that's the last thing that the fire chief wants them to do, is to handle those fireworks. And so we are going to be striking that from the code, because that is not how we want to be able to enforce that. And so we spoke about these last night as far as if council support and to move forward with these. They are in favor of those, and so at least for the minimum maintenance as well as the vacant building, we will have our first readings beginning at our next meeting on October 18th, and we'll go through all three readings, which will be 6 weeks, three meetings for those, and then the fire code, I'm not sure if it'll be ready for our next meeting, but if not, it'll be the first meeting in November, and then we will start, have a soft enforcement date beginning January 1st for these. So while we know these are new and we'll be working with businesses as we implement these, they will start to take effect January 1st of 2022.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Heather Ussery for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.